Sisters are about ready to get in his pituitary patient is Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, date of birth, 11-2-1961, place, Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West, date of service, 11-3-2023. Patient seen today, the initial history and physical. This is a 62-year-old male, history of present illness. This is a 62-year-old male. He has been admitted to the nursing home, status post stroke. He was transferred to my service. His initial evaluation done, history and physical completed. Today, when I saw the patient, and I reviewed the chart, patient has a multiple medical problem. The known history of PVA, left MCA with expressive aphasia, and right sided hemiplegia. Not able to move right arm, right leg. He also has a contracture of the right wrist. And he's a severe aphasia, not able to answer any question. Patient is lying on the bed, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, PVA, left MCA territory with the right hemiplegia, expressive aphasia, nesting hypertension, nesting hyperlipidemia, nesting diabetes, type 2, nonverbal. Allergy, patient allergic to erythromycin, social history, no smoking, alcohol, no drug abuse. Currently, he goes in nursing rehab. Review of system, no headache, dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. BK, review of system, patient allergy to tell. He's a non-verbal. He does have right side, right arm unable to move, right leg unable to move. Skin, he has a chronic skin changes, both lower legs and the feet. Neuro, he's awake, and then non-verbal. Current medications. Past medical history, as I mentioned, current medications. Patient is on aspirin 81 mg daily, Miralax 17 mg daily, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, Seneca / Dacoset, 1 tablet BAD, Coreg 12.5 mg twice a day, Keppra 1000 mg every evening, and Keppra 500 mg daily in the morning for seizure, Metformin 1000 mg BAD, the Lantern, Infratab tablet 50 mg. 3 times a day. Gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day. Lantus 4 units at bedtime. Tramadol 50 mg half tablet every 6 hours. PRN Tarnov 650 3 times a day for pain. Lisinopril 40 mg daily. Colandian 0.1 mg every 8 hours. Nifedipine Nexel 60 mg daily. Remeron 50 mg every evening. And Lexapro 10 mg daily. Physical exam, patient is awake. He's non-verbal, not answering any question. His blood pressure is 127 over 72, pulse 79, temperature 27.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 99%, blood sugar is 126. This evening, body weight is 123 pounds. Adenomas anomalous, eyes anectaric, no ENS discharge, neck supple, no GVD, chest not tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart asthma, two problem is soft. Non-tender box and positive. Extremities, he has a dry skin, both legs, and chronic dermatitis changes, both feet and also the in the lower part of the legs. No blister, no vesicles. neuro patient is awake, he's a non-verbal, has expressed his aphasia, his right side is weak, cannot move the right arm, cannot move the right leg, he's able to move his left arm and left leg, his right wrist is also contracted. Assessment, patient has been admitted to the nursing home for continuation of stay with multiple medical problems. Number one, CVA. To the right, hemiplegia. Unable to move right arm, right leg. Next line, expressive aphasia. Next line, seizure disorder. Next line, hypertension. Next line, diabetes type 2. Next line, peripheral neuropathy. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Patient has a left MCA, territory CVA, resulting in right side weakness. History of depression and hyperlipidemia. I have lab data. I have reviewed patient labs. Assessment, patient is admitted with the multiple comorbid conditions and the stroke. Will continue with current medications and will follow him closely, local skin care. Please discuss the nursing staff. Thank you.